The Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Jesus said to the disciples, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not murder, and whoever murders shall be liable to judgment.' But I say to you that if you are angry with a brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' you will be liable to the hell of fire. So when you are offering your gift at the altar, if you remember that your brother or sister has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are on the way to the court with him, or your accuser may hand you over to the judge, and the judge to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Truly, I tell you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. You have heard that it was said, 'You shall not commit adultery.' But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. If your right eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your right hand causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one of your members than for your whole body to go into hell. It was also said, 'Whoever divorces his wife, let him give her a certificate of divorce.' But I say to you that anyone who divorces his wife, except on the ground of unchastity, causes her to commit adultery. And whoever marries a divorced woman commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord.' But I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. And do not swear by your head, for you cannot make one hair white or black. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one." This is the gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. A quick look back at our second reading says something to us. "Brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ." That's quite an opening. In Corinthians, to us as readers, you know what? You are so much like babies. I cannot even speak to you spiritually as adults. That's kind of what that whole opening section is saying to us. I fed you with milk, not solid food. You're like a little baby drinking out of a bottle, this letter to the Corinthians is saying. Can you imagine what they thought about receiving a letter like that? "Even now you are still not ready, for you're still of the flesh." I'll come back to that. In our gospel today, we are with Jesus at what has become known as the Sermon on the Mount. We've talked about this now for the last couple of weeks. Earlier in chapter 5, actually at the beginning, Jesus has spoken the words that are known as the Beatitudes. "Blessed are the poor, blessed are those who mourn, blessed are the meek." Then he talks about, just last week we heard about, being salt and light. You are salt. You are the light of the world. So remember in our first lesson that we had a couple weeks ago, as he talks about the blessed, who are the blessed and who are the ones that will go out and give blessings? You. Well, me too. I'm in there. And then last week, salt and light. Who is salt and light? Right. So he's defining Jesus at the Sermon on the Mount for anyone that's listening, our relationship with God, kind of where we are in the midst of that, and our important role that we play. Today we hear words about now anger, words about adultery and divorce, and some interesting words about taking oaths. These are all really human activities, so we know he's not talking about somebody else. Who's he talking about? us again. Next week, we're going to hear what Jesus says about retaliation and loving your enemies. Cliffhanger. Come back. But for today, let's consider what it is that Jesus wants us to know about anger, adultery, divorce, and taking oaths, and what that might mean for us as people of God. Jesus begins with anger. You've heard that it was said to those in ancient times, "You shall not murder." Where does that come from? The Big Ten. And whoever murders shall be liable to judgment. Jesus knows how angry you must be to murder someone. But he adds, "But I say to you that if you are angry with brother or sister, you will be liable to judgment. And if you insult a brother or sister, you will be liable to the council. And if you say, 'You fool,' apparently to your brother or your sister, you will be liable to the hell of fire." Who's your brother and sister? Everyone where? Here? Sure. Everyone in Belvedere? How about in Illinois? Everybody in Illinois? Everybody across the nation? Everybody in the southern hemisphere? And the southern hemisphere? And Antarctica? Those three people that live there. Everybody's our brother and sister. Everybody's a child of Christ, a child of God, right? Everyone's a child of God. So, if you're angry with your brother and your sister, right? See, it's not just being angry enough, though, to kill someone that Jesus wants us to think about. That's being pretty angry. Jesus is pointing out that just being angry at others, your family, and those you claim as your family, your brothers and sisters around the world that we just talked about, just being angry at others will lead to bad things for who? Us. Your anger will eat you up. And so Jesus says, reconcile with those you are angry with. Leave your gift there before the altar and go. Be first reconciled to your brother and sister. Commit to a life that keeps anger away from you and your loved ones. Be committed to that life. Now Jesus continues with difficult words about adultery and divorce. And the theme of commitment is again the answer to life that would otherwise be against all that God wants in your life. And finally, at the end of the text today, Jesus says, "You have heard that it was said to those of ancient times, 'You shall not swear falsely, but carry out the vows you have made to the Lord.'" Even in this time of Jesus, people took oaths. They vowed to the Lord. You recognize those oaths? Have you ever taken them? You know, "God, if you would just help me pass this test," for those of you in college. "Lord, then, we'll have a deal. Oh, Lord, if you'll help me make the payment on the car this month. God, if you just help me with that, then everything will be okay. And God, I'll be able to be a better person, a better churchgoer. You know, God, if you would just help me get over this cold. I prayed that prayer last month. You know, God, if you want me to be a pastor, why'd you give me this cold? I promise, or I swear I will do it, whatever God's commanding me. If you would just do this, excuse me, come take care of me." But Jesus continues, "I say to you, do not swear at all, either by heaven, for it is the throne of God, or by earth, for it is his footstool, or by Jerusalem, for it's the city of the great king." Don't swear an oath like, "By God, this is going to be the way it happens," or, I swear on the ground that I stand on that I will. Or I promise Belvedere. Don't swear. Don't make a vow. Don't promise. Instead, commit. Don't just promise you'll do it. Do it. Live it. Be it. Nike got it right. Just do it. And here's my favorite verse for today. It's a potentially good memory verse, or I think it's like a life verse for those who desire something like that to take with you from day to day. The verse is, let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything more than this comes from the evil one, the text says. We hear this kind of talk from Jesus at another point in the Bible as well. He talks about being near a city, and then he talks about either be thou hot or cold, do not be lukewarm, for I will spew you out of my mouth. And this comes from the city that he was near, where they were near some hot springs, and they figured out how to hook up plumbing to get these hot springs into the city so you could have a warm pool bath at night. And then they also had a place that they drew cold water from. The problem was, is when this cold water and this hot water met in some places, because people were too lazy to keep them separate, and then you get this pukey, lukewarm water. And Jesus says, don't be like that. Let your word be yes, yes, or no, no. Commit yourself to your life. I love Luther. He said, if you sin, sin boldly. Luther had it all figured out, man. And he did. Our first reading for today from Deuteronomy sets the theme for today. See, I have set before you life and prosperity or death and adversity. Which are you going to choose? Life and prosperity or death and adversity? A choice. That's what this is all about today, a choice. And how do I choose life and prosperity? The text reveals, if you obey, or if you commit to the commandments of the Lord, your God, that I am commanding you today by loving the Lord your God, walking in his ways, and observing his commandments, decrees, and ordinances, then you shall live a life and become numerous, and the Lord your God will bless you in the land that you are entering to possess. If you obey, if you commit. The obey part we're really bad at as human beings. The commitment part, we work a little bit better than that on commitment. I think a lot of us understand what a commitment is. Now, the other is not so nice, that death and adversity part. The text says, but if your heart turns away and you do not hear, but are led astray to bow down to other gods and serve them, other gods like money, addiction, anger, if you bow down to other gods and serve them, I declare to you today that you shall perish. You shall not live long in the land that you are crossing. These are hard words, but they talk about a choice. You have a choice in life to commit or not to commit. Placing yourself in between will not be a choice. In the middle will not work. Being lukewarm is not the answer. The text says, I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessings or curses. And so the text begs the question, to what will you commit your life? To what have you committed your life? This Old Testament scripture declares, choose life so that you and your descendants may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying God, and holding fast to Christ. For that means that life to you and length of days so that you might live. And I will add, so that you might live eternally. We are here at Zion, a fortunate church that has been blessed by those who are no longer with us, but whose commitment to this church was made long ago in endowments and in other gifts, that have done everything from scholarships to helping build this church, build extensions for this church, making possible things like renovations recently to this facility, and some projects that are yet to come. When they were asked, their answer was, "Yes, yes, I am committed." But, and here's our dose of reality from our second reading, the thing that we struggle with. Our second reading says this about who we might be. "And so, brothers and sisters, I could not speak to you as spiritual people, but rather as people of the flesh, as infants in Christ. Even now you are still not ready, for you are still of the flesh. For as long as there is jealousy and quarreling among you, are you not of the flesh and behaving according to human inclinations?" And so we pray. Good and gracious God, help us to be committed. When you call, help us always to say yes. For we are your servants working together, and we are your field and your building. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. As we continue, please rise as you're able.